Bank of Cardiff. Jeremiah, how can I help you?
Yes, hello, this is Sai with Mediterranean Colors calling you back.
Yeah, how you doing?
Doing well, thanks. How are you?
Good, good. Let me just pull up your file. How do you say your first name? I was having trouble trying to figure it out.
I go by Sai. It's you.
Okay, Sai, got it. All right. Cool, let me pull up your file here. So I wanted to just kind of confirm a few things with you. I know we're trying to work, we actually are trying to get you some working capital right now for around 40,000, was that right?
Yes.
Okay, now I have here that you're looking to revamp your website, kind of create a catalog for your business. Is that accurate?
Yes.
Okay, now what is that catalog and the website going to do for the business? Have you guys figured out or determined how much of return on investment that would bring?
Well, I've already talked to that with John. Talking about
yeah.
That, John? You want me to repeat myself?
Yeah. John, I know he was working on it. He's the one who sent me the file. I'm the one who's going to pretty much sign off on it. So I just wanted to hear it from you and make sure, you know, all the information matches. Because sometimes we do this, and usually when I talk to the business owner, sometimes they have a use for the funds that's completely different from what they put down on here. So I just want to make sure that's
gotcha.
What's going on.
Gotcha. Okay, so let's start from the beginning. We target or market our products through architects, designers, contractors, and homeowners. And all four of them are four different really decision makers in the process. We sell products for the building industry.
Okay.
Plasters, finishing plasters, to be more specific. And so each item that we are looking to finance in terms of marketing collateral, all are basically tools to market EcoStucco to the four different key decision makers. The website is carrying towards the homeowner, but also a tool for architects and the others. The catalog is not quite a catalog, it's actually a color palette. You know, it basically requires a company that takes our sample, our plaster sample, and makes a digital color chip. You know, color paint, fan deck from the paint.
Okay.
It's a representation of the color they're trying to illustrate. So instead of sending out real samples, which would be too costly, we're trying to put a brochure. It's actually 8.5 by 17. You open it up, and you have 30 color chips. And that's a tool for non-lead contractors to sell product to their customers, the homeowner, but it's also a tool for architects to sit down with their clients to see what color they want for their facade or interiors.
Okay.
There's also in the financing, revamping of our specs. Today we have a set of specifications that basically it's like a one for kind of thing. It gets confusing. It's one specifications for all the applications that are possible with our platters, interior, exterior, showers, you name it. So it's a little bit too much information in one piece. And we get a lot of architects who get a little bit frustrated, you know, and I can see some of them don't even bother. They just go to the next door. So we're trying to create four different set of specifications that are more detailed and more targeted, one for the interior, one for the exterior, one for showers, one for panels. That obviously has a cost, so we have to go through an organization that specializes in that thing.
Sure. Okay.
And then finally, the videos. So four items: the website, the color palette, the specs for the architects, and then the final item is videos. How-to videos. We need to show subs, the guys who actually apply the product, how to use the product. Because we lose a lot of sales from people who don't know our product, even though it's pretty user-friendly. They don't have a clue on how to use it or they feel they don't have a clue, so they don't buy it. Once we have, once we can show them on YouTube how to apply, how to mix, how to apply it, then it opens up a lot more users for the product.
Yeah, absolutely. They need the product knowledge of how to use the product.
Yeah.
Sure, that makes sense. Okay. Now I see here that you do have a current loan with Swift.
Mm-hmm.
And the balance is around 10K. Is that accurate?
Yes.
Okay. Now, they said here that you tried to restructure with Global for a weekly payment, but the fees were too high. What does that mean?
Yeah, basically, well, we had an offer to reduce the payment going from $250 a day to $500 a week.
Uh-huh.
And ended up being, we were not told about this, and I didn't really pay attention. It's my fault. I didn't see that in that $500 a week, there was basically 88% of fees.
Oh my goodness.
Like it actually ends up being a scam. I'm doing some research right now, and it seems like a scam. So, that didn't work out very well.
So wait, You're doing that right now? Did you restructure with
Google? No.
Okay.
No, we just gave up on it, and we're basically back to zero with Swift.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. So you still have the 10K balance with Swift, right? 250.
Yeah.
249.72 a day is what's coming.
Correct.
Up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Now, if I understand your sales are around 400,000. Is that from 2015, or is that what you're trending to do this year?
It was for 2015, like 382, and it seems like we are 5-10% above that for this year.
Okay. Okay,
yeah,
that's
so
good to hear.
Like 5% above that, so I'm hoping for 440.
Okay.
By December 31st.
So you need it by December 31st?
No, I mean I project the sales to be around 440.
Oh, okay.
By the end of the year, because we're trending at 10% above our sales figures from last year.
I see. Okay. How soon are you looking to bring
without increasing any marketing cost, to answer your previous question on return on investments.
Okay. So what are you figuring for return on investment?
For what we're going to do here, I'm pretty much looking at $100,000-$150,000 extra within the first year.
Wow!
I'm being very conservative, actually. I'm feeling that we're going to double our sales.
Wow!
Next year, just with those four. Oh yeah, it's because we are, you know, been doing this for 10-12 years. I've had it enough time to gauge the market and see how these different targets are responding.
Okay.
Then it's not the same language to each one of them. You know, the architect is more technical, the homeowner is more emotional.
Mm-hmm.
The sub is down to the make sure it does a good job. You know, and until now we've tried to create one piece for everybody, but it doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
It's not very efficient.
Okay.
It's a huge deal.
Okay, that makes sense. Now I'm going to try to get you the most money as possible. Is 40 the minimum you would take if I can't get you approved for the full 40, or are you open to a smaller amount?
Yeah, I'm open to even like 25. Of course we have to reduce a little bit of the quality of all these little items, but 25 would get us started.
Okay. Now, have you gone to your local bank that you work with?
You know the story about local banks.
I've been in the industry for a while now. I know local banks, they're hard to get, and they're just not lending money really right now, you know, like
the basic bottom line.
Yeah,
I don't even bother. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it comes down to. So, okay. Well,
there's one thing I have to say.
Sure.
What I'm liking about you guys, you're actually taking it seems like a genuine interest about the activity and where's the money for. I never experienced that before. I like it.
It's the first time that
I get questioned how the money is going to be and what do we do with it and what's the business.
Yeah, we're a private business bank, so we believe in building a relationship with our customers, and that's our goal. That's why we want to know exactly what you're going to be doing with the money, and because it is there is programs where it's unsecured. So if it is unsecured, we want to make sure that you know you're using it for the business, and you're not going to Vegas and putting it all in red. You know.
Yeah. I understand.
So I appreciate you taking out the time today, Sai, and I will go ahead and get this submitted here. I should have an answer hopefully by tomorrow, towards the end of the day.
Okay.
What's a good number to get a hold of you?
415-455-9896.
Okay. Perfect. I will give you a call as soon as I have an answer here. Do you want to take down my direct line in case you need to get a hold of me?
Sure.
Let me know when you're ready.
That's what I dialed, didn't I?
Oh, yes. Yeah, that's right. You did. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It's been a long day.
Get your email.
Okay. Perfect, Sai. Then I will give you a call hopefully by tomorrow. If you have any questions, give me a ring.
Very good. Thanks so much for your help.
All right. Thank you.
Take care.
Bye.